Chapter 12, Sold as Slaves. We walked on through the countryside for a few more days. We stopped to eat and sleep in taverns along the way, and most of the time, we managed to stay out of trouble. One day, we saw a village in the distance and decided to rest there that night. On the way, a man traveling with four servants stopped us.
"Who are you?"
the man asked. "We are peaceful travelers on our way to the nearest village," I said. The man looked very rich and important. He had feathers in his hat, and he was riding a beautiful white horse.
"I am Lord Grip," he said.
Then he turned to his servants and said,
"Let's help these men find their way to the village of Combinay."
We thanked Lord Grip and followed him and his servants. A few hours later, we arrived at the market square in Combinay. There was a crowd of people in the center of the square. We walked through the crowd to find out what everybody was looking at, and we saw a group of slaves tied together with chains. A slave dealer stood beside them. I felt sorry for the poor men, but the king wasn't interested and wanted to leave. Suddenly, we felt something cold around our wrists. Lord Grip's servants had chained the king and me together. Lord Grip was watching with a cruel smile on his face. The king pulled furiously at the chains.
"How dare you do this to me?"
he shouted.
"Sell the slaves,"
Lord Grip said to the slave dealer. "We aren't slaves, so you can't sell us," I shouted. The slave dealer heard this.
"Ha ha, prove it," he laughed.
"Free us and we'll bring you proof in 2 weeks," I said. The crowd laughed loudly at this.
"You must bring me proof before I free you," said the slave dealer. "Don't you know the law?"
This made the king even angrier.
"Idiot!"
he shouted.
"I am the..."
"Silence!" I whispered. I stopped him just in time. Nobody would believe who we really were, and we were already in enough trouble. I didn't want everyone to think we were mad. There wasn't anything we could do, and we were sold to the slave dealer. The king was sold for 7 pieces of gold, and I was sold for 9. The slave dealer chained us to the line of slaves and pulled us away. The king was very upset.
"I am worth at least 25 pieces of gold,
he complained angrily. We were taken from market to market for a month. Each time, the slave dealer sold a few slaves. We walked in rain and snow, and the slave dealer moved us along faster with his whip. The king, who didn't stop complaining the whole time, decided that as soon as we were free, he would pass a law to end slavery. I hoped that he would be able to do this one day, but first I had to find a way for us to escape. During our journey, I began to make plans. Eventually, we arrived in London. We saw some knights we knew, and the king wanted to call out to them. I pulled him away, because we weren't allowed to speak to anyone. "No one will recognize us in our dirty clothes," I said. "If we are caught speaking to anyone, you'll get us into even more trouble." We both felt helpless, and I was almost beginning to give up hope. Just then, I saw the telegraph wires from my factory joining some of the buildings. I was very proud that my telegraph was doing so well. That gave me an idea. I must find a way to send a message to Clarence, I thought. We were taken to a dark, dirty hut where they were going to keep us until the slave dealer sold us. At last, our chance to escape came. A man who was interested in buying me came to see me. His robe was fastened with 3 long metal pins. I waited for him to come close to me, and I pulled one of the pins out of his robe. He didn't notice that it was missing. That evening, after the other slaves had gone to sleep, I pushed the pin into the lock on my chains and unlocked it. It took some time, but I finally managed to free myself from the chains. Then I started to free the king, but the door opened and someone walked in. I sat very still until the man came near, and then I jumped on him. We started to fight, and the other slaves woke up and started shouting. Some guards heard the noise and came running in. The next thing I knew, someone hit me on the back and I fell down. My plan had failed, and I was taken prisoner again. But this time, I was thrown into a prison.